Today on Real Life Radio.
A parable, God's truth goes out, the message, the word goes out, and the Lord is expecting you to grab it and do something with it. It is an awesome, wonderful thing.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's word, the Bible. So we just left our series on the book of James, and we're going into this new series, The Parables of Jesus. And I'm sitting here with Pastor Jack. I say this about every book we come out of and go into. I said it about Hebrews. James is got to be my favorite book in the Bible.
I've discovered this without hyperbole, without exaggeration. It turns out that whatever book it is I'm studying, actually literally becomes my favorite book.
Really?
And I'm wondering that that's exactly how God would have it to be. That whatever book you're studying in the Bible,
yeah,
because God's speaking to you from it, it becomes your favorite book. And it's kind of like manna in the wilderness when the children of Israel, the manna was for that day, right? It meant something that day. You couldn't save it. There was new manna the next day. I think the word of God's like that.
Yeah, and that new manna was your favorite manna. At the moment, right?
Yeah.
But James 1:2-4 was the very first verse I ever memorized.
You remember it at your young age?
King James Version. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
Not only did we just hear a perfect King James Version, but I could also hear your famous radio commercial voice.
Oh, that effect. I'm not supposed to go into that all the time, you know, but hello, good morning, darling.
Yeah,
that's what my poor wife gets. But okay, so James was a verse-by-verse study.
Yeah, right? It's expositional, correct.
Expositional. And now we're going into...
topical.
On parables.
Yeah, parables. And parables are awesome. I don't want to give too much away up
front,
but you got to tune in to find out that parabolic teaching, as it's known, is something that was invented by God himself.
Huh.
It's found in the book of Isaiah. Jesus mastered it, and the meaning style of the teaching is in the word itself. A parable, para, somebody thinks of a parachute.
Oh, yeah.
Think of so a parachute happens to be something that's near you, but it's above you. Parabolic, parable, is something that's near you, around you, next to you, and it is being, and the word bolic or parable, parabolic, is to cast. So to cast alongside you, that's what a parabolic teaching is. So what we get out of the New Testament is this. We think, if we don't know this, we think Jesus just walked around and taught parables.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the Hebrew way of putting a bow on a sermon that was just preached. In other words, Jesus probably taught for an hour, maybe two, maybe 3 hours. When he was done, he brought it all together in what we call technicolor, or a parable.
Okay.
So everybody's listening, and then the aha moment is Jesus says something to the effect, there was a man who was on a road.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And he fell among thieves and robbers. Jesus tells a story or an illustration, or what is the Bible referring us to as a parable.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was teaching probably verse by verse, and then ended the verse-by-verse teaching with a beautiful bow of illustration known as a parable.
By the way, that verse that I shared with you a few minutes ago, the King James Version of James 1:2-4, I learned that at a youth camp in a tent when I was 15 years old.
You memorized that verse at that young age. The Bible says, hide God's word in your heart, right? That you might not sin against him. But... you know, scripture also says that out of the heart issues forth or springs forth the issues of life. So look at that. Look at you. You took that passage and all your life growing up and all your life being lived.
Yeah.
No matter what happened in your day, you always had that to lean back upon. It automatically came up to your mind 1,000 times over throughout your life.
Yeah, it really has.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the power of God's word.
I'm a fairly joyful person anyway. Maybe that had a, a ton to do with it.
It might be you're joyful because you grew up on the word.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
Yeah, maybe you could be a real stinker, but the whole world doesn't know it, Davey.
That's right.
Because they only see the word coming out of you.
Right. All right, with that, we officially start our new series. It's called The Parables of Jesus. This is a good one. You're going to like it. We hope you do.
On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack begins a new series today called The Parables of Jesus, starting out with a message called The Technicolor Truth. Now, whenever Jesus spoke to the masses, he often spoke in parables, biblical truths in story form that will either be received or rejected. But either way, it requires a response in the minds and the hearts of the people who hear these parables. You see, this method of teaching was invented by God himself and taught by Jesus when he was on the earth. Parables are a way of giving divine information in sort of a technicolor clarity. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that Jesus simply laid out the truth and let the outcome be as each individual deals with it. Parables are designed to open up the gospel to a willing heart who is ready to grab it and to go with it. Now, with his message called The Technicolor Truth, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Father, we pray now, Lord, that as we get into this new series that, Lord, I'm so excited about, I'm nervous. It is awesome. I fear that I will not do it justice. So, Lord, we resign tonight, both as proclaimers and as students. We resign to you, Lord, to be the one who speaks to us tonight, and, Lord, for you to be the one who instructs us. Lord, teach us from your word. We love you, God, and we pray that we'd leave tonight being changed. That's why we've come, that by your power, by your word, you would change us. We ask it in Jesus' name. And again, and all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Well, church, grab your Bibles tonight and turn, if you would, to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13 tonight. And we are going to be doing an introduction to the series. And if all goes well, we will spend 31 weeks in this series. And you might say, 31 weeks? Well, listen, there are 30 parables in the New Testament. Tonight will be an introduction. We will not get into any of the parables tonight. So 31 weeks in totality. Just be thankful we're not doing all the parables of the Bible. All the parables of the Bible, the majority of them, over 220 of them are in the Old Testament. 30 of them in the New, parables. God, as you'll hear tonight, instructs us, and listen, and the non-believer, literally, via parables. And we'll hear about that in a moment. How can God do that? Well, you'll see why tonight. We're looking at a message kicking this off tonight regarding the technicolor truth, really, of God's word. I'm going to ask you to write that down in your note-taking, the technicolor truth. And there's a reason why I've lifted that word up off from things that you guys so often see in movie theaters or things like that, the technicolor production of something. What does that word stand for when we see it? Technicolor, vibrance, brilliance, clarity, almost bigger than life, that word technicolor. And so I've used this word in the title very, very specifically because God's word is designed to be so brilliant in your understanding that it unlocks, opens, swings wide the doors of your eyes, of your understanding, and with this goal, that your soul or spirit would be touched by God. And so tonight, follow along with me if you would, Matthew chapter 13, and beginning at verse 1. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, that is the Galilee. And great multitudes were gathered together to him so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables. Skip ahead to verse 10. And the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak or teach to them in parables? That is the people, that is the multitude. Verse 11. He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. The parables of Jesus are but a snapshot of God's prophetic, I say prophetic, because from Genesis to Revelation, God's revelation of truth to the masses, both believer and unbelieving alike, is done in parabolic teaching. Parabolic, parable, para alongside, bolic to deliver the truth. When Jesus spoke most often to the crowds, that's an amazing thing to think. If Jesus were here right now, speaking physically, he would speak to the crowds in parables. And you're going to know why tonight, by the time we come to the end of this, why he did that. It's amazing. But he would speak in these parabolic, meaning he would cast truth from his mouth right alongside, and I don't want you to ever forget this picture. Imagine a fisherman, it's the exact same picture, casting a lure, a hook, right alongside the fish. That's the goal, to plop it right there, and the fish notices it. Will the fish take it or not is yet to be seen. But the fish sees it. He can't help but see it. And as the fish is looking at it, a decision will be made to take that bait or not. And the fisherman is hoping he takes it. In the same thing, Jesus throws out truth in his earthly ministry, and he does it still by the power of the Holy Spirit today. That truth goes out, lands right alongside someone's head. And they look at it. And then they start thinking about it. And they conclude, I want that. And they'll take it, or they'll just swim away from it. It is absolutely glorious and awesome. It is wonderful and terrible when the word of God goes out. Did you know that if you are not serious about taking in the word of God into your life, that going to church or listening to a message could be one of the worst things you ever do? Because you're acquiring knowledge, you are hearing information, you're becoming educated about the things of God, but you're not taking it seriously. And everything that you hear, everything that you take in, your mind is being enlightened, but your heart is shutting off the flow of all of that information. All of that glorious knowledge is being shut off before it gets to your heart. I want you to be thinking about it. That's a very serious thing. The parabolic method of teaching is truly, absolutely awesome, and God is the one who invented it. I want you to keep that in mind. What is a parable? It is a delivery of truth. In the Bible context, which is what we're concerned about tonight, it is the giving of truth in such a way that it is the revelation of divine information. When the parable is delivered, it is a package, it is a delivery system of information. Today, while I was studying, FedEx came to the house and left a package. And I remembered that in my mind. As that guy came up, he delivered the goods and left. And that's exactly what a parable does. It takes the eternal truth of God and brings it in such a way to the eyes, into the ears, into the emotions, hopefully to the heart, to the faith of someone, that it causes that divine truth to be radically illuminated in technicolor clarity. Why did Jesus speak in parables to people? And this is something that is going to really perhaps and could perhaps shake your heart tonight. When Jesus spoke in parables, it's amazing. When he did that, he laid out the truth. Are you guys hearing me? Yes. He laid out the truth and he let the outcome be as that individual deals with it. Jesus never ran up to somebody, grabbed him and put him in a headlock and shoved salvation down their throat. Have you noticed that? In fact, when you read the Bible, Jesus often does more things to prevent people from coming into the kingdom. If you notice that, many times he does that. Somebody will say something like, remember the woman that is listening to Jesus teach, and she goes up and she says, basically she's really asking, I want salvation too. I want to be blessed by you too. And Jesus says, woman, don't you know that the gospel is first to the Jewish people? That the gospel comes to the house of Israel? And it's set for them at the table? Now, you can't imagine Jesus saying that in the sense that he's going to exclude her from heaven. But he's very strong about it. Why? There's always a reason why. She says, but master, so true. You speak right. But even the crumbs that fall from the table of the children, the puppies get to eat. And Jesus said, woman, I have not seen such great faith, no, not in all of Israel. And he blessed her life. A parable, God's truth goes out, the message, the word goes out, and the Lord is expecting you to grab it and do something with it. It is an awesome, wonderful thing. It is true in that it opens and makes clear the gospel to a willing heart, and in the same giving of the word of God, in the same crowd, in the same audience, there'll be someone there who, when they hear the parable, scratch their head, shrug their shoulders, and they say, what is that? I don't understand a word he just said. And there's the condemnation. There is the proof that the person has no desire for God, no heart for God, no intention to do anything with God. And so the parables are an amazing, powerful way of teaching. Real quick, Hosea chapter 12, verse 10 says, I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions. I have given symbols through the witness of the prophets. That's an Old Testament declaration that God speaks through symbolism, typology, and visions. We have that New Testament counterpart to the Hosea chapter 12 verse. It's Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in the times past, that is by the fathers, to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. God spoke to the fathers by the prophets, many of them with allegorical type things. Some of them even acted out the word of God, like Isaiah and Ezekiel. But perhaps there's probably no greater book of the Bible that amalgamates these things together, the going forth of the word of God, Jesus perhaps speaking to a disciple, and then that going onward in the revelation of the word to our hearts, than the book of Revelation. Awesome book, direct teaching. Jesus speaks to the churches of Asia, crystal clear. And then he'll turn throughout that book, and the Spirit of God, who authored the book of Revelation, will deliver things that are mystical and mysterious and awesome, speaking what? Through symbols and through types, a parabolic teaching of God's divine, awesome truth.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Listen to this. One author wrote, many times Jesus said the kingdom of God is like. And whenever you hear that, one ought to sit up and take notice. And then he would tell his listeners a story. And that story would be something so common to them, but the conclusion would unlock a deep truth of God. And that's a great way to define a parable. So in your Bibles, look at John chapter 3. Jesus did it with Nicodemus. And we don't often think of this as a parable, but watch what he does regarding this type of teaching. Again, this is not considered a parable, but watch what Jesus does. John 3, verse 3. You guys know it well. Jesus answered and said to him, that is Nicodemus, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, that is a heavy statement. Look, you know what it means, but Nicodemus is hearing this for the first time. Jesus tells him, unless you're born again, born a second time, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, watch his response. How can a man be born when he's old? We laugh at that, but listen, this is a big deal. He doesn't get it. He doesn't understand. Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? That's impossible. Jesus, verse 5, answered him and said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water, Nicodemus would have said, I know that. I got that. I was born of water. I get that. I came through my mother into this world, born of water. That's what that reference means. Not baptism. It's born of water. I experienced that. I know that, he's saying. And the Spirit, now this is remarkable, that is capital S, the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. We all know that, but watch what Jesus says. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. What's the conclusion to this amazing teaching? It borders on parable. It is certainly symbolic, but it delivers a profound truth. Jesus is saying you've got to be born. He uses the word born. Nicodemus, how you came into this world, the process you know. The same thing has to happen to be born into the spiritual realm, into heaven. You've got to be born a second time. And he begins to unlock and open up Nicodemus's mind by saying that the wind blows however it blows. Nobody can tell where it's coming from or where it's going. You can see the effect of it. So is everyone born of the Spirit. Listen, for all of us tonight, unless you and I are born again, I will not see the kingdom of heaven. We've got to be born a second time. And Nicodemus's eyes are being opened. You say, Jack, how do you know? Because I've read the Bible. You get to the end of John's gospel, you get into the book of Acts. Listen, Nicodemus is one of the two who comes to the cross of Christ and takes his body down and buries his body in a nearby tomb. Nicodemus. He's with Joseph of Arimathea. I have no doubt that Nicodemus in time became a believer. He was born again. It clicked. He got it. So the point is not birth in the sense of baby birth. No, the picture's being painted with a picture that just as you started out in this world with a birth, you need to have a second birth to get started in the kingdom of heaven. And from that time on, should God allow it, that you grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. So here we go. Jot it down. Number one, it is this. God's technicolor truth is this. Number one, it reveals the plan of mankind's redemption. That is the goal to any proverb, or I should say parable, is that is to be given to lead man to redemption. The importance of a parable in Jesus' ministry, we see right here. Matthew 13:34. The Bible says, in all these things Jesus spoke to the multitude, look at this, in parables, and without a parable, he did not speak to them. He told them a story. Whenever he spoke publicly, he told a story to illuminate the fact of what he was teaching. Verse 35, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. He's talking about Isaiah. And I will utter things kept secret from the foundation of the world. So we know that a parable delivers something that has always been, but it causes it to be revealed to the hearts and the minds of the listener. Ephesians 3:1. For this reason, says Paul, I, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you, how that by revelation, the giving of God's word, he made known to me the mystery, this is going to be done through parables, the mystery, that is the doctrine of redemption, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, verse 5, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. Verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promises in Christ through the gospel, of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. To me, who am less than all or least of all saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles, here it comes, the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ. What a mouthful of absolute truth. The gospel given to the world is a mystery hidden in Scripture. God has had it contained since the beginning of the world ever was, and the hour had been waiting for it to be revealed. And when God reveals it, God's truth goes out, and to make it very clear to the open heart, the parable is given. The same parable delivered can shut a heart down. But God's intent is to redeem.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called The Technicolor Truth. Thanks for being with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Parables of Jesus. It's a series highlighting the teachings of Jesus while he was here on earth. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Did you know that along with the radio program, Pastor Jack also has a TV show with more of the Pastor Jack Hibbs content that you like? It's called Real Life TV. If you enjoy Pastor Jack on the radio, you're going to love him on TV. So check out your local listings or visit jackhibbs.com and catch the latest episodes. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.